Hi guys, quick boo, nothing important, just a little bit of a, not a rant, but a bit of a frustrated boo. Why is it that I have to always chase around after my parcels to get them to where I want them to be, when other people who seem to live here on the same road seem to just get their parcels straight away? There's no justice to it. I mean, what I'm saying is, basically, I've got a delivery card for 3A, and it is basically a parcel for 3A Kennedy Way, which ended up having this delivery card put through my post box at some point yesterday. I don't know when. Basically, the driver's cocked up and done it wrong. I don't know what's happened. He's obviously got put it through the wrong thing. But there you go. That's kind of where it is. It's majorly messed up. I mean, considering that I've been here all day yesterday, and the fact that I had to ring the courier to get my ID Mate Quest to the right place. Same as when I got this new phone. It was the same guy, actually, that delivered both. DPD driver Craig. And he's a great guy. I would be happy to... I'd be happy to deal with stuff from him. He knows I'm visually impaired as well now. So he might actually... If it's him, he might put it on his system that he needs to call me just so that he can get up. So, you know, I have to go through all that, and yet other people don't. And it's kind of annoying, because the parcels that I don't want, I get delivery cards for. So, you know, I'm sort of starting to think, well, what the hell? You know, it's a bit weird, but what can you do, eh? Not a lot. Not a lot at all. But anyway, that's about it. I will be posting a couple more boos about the ID Mate Quest a bit later on today when I've posted this one. I need to edit the fourth one because I actually recorded it on the Quest itself earlier on this morning. So it gives you an idea of what the microphone sounds like on the unit. It's not the cleanest mic, but it does what it's meant to do. It's meant for recording memos. It's not meant for doing anything much else and doing that. So it does do what it's meant to do. And it does it well. I mean, 8 past a.m. The time is now 10 a.m. It does what it's meant to do. It does what it says on the tin, as they say. You know, it's a very good machine. I've got to say, it is absolutely brilliant. I love it. I would not... I wouldn't say that the ID Mate is perfect, because it is not. And I'll explain why it's not perfect. There are going to be errors in the databases. It is not a foolproof system. It does the job what it's meant to do, but if you've got no support, which I don't have a lot of at the moment because my mum's ill, so she doesn't get up to where I live very often, it will get you out of a hole most times. I'm not saying it'll get you out of a hole every time, because it doesn't always recognise products that you scan. It will do a bloody good job of a lot of what it does do. I've got a lot of things that I didn't actually realise what they were. I was trying to identify some random bottles the other day that's in my flat, and I didn't know what they were. And I don't want to use the wrong bottle to do the wrong thing. And it did identify all of my cleaning products. So because I now know what cleaning products are what, I can clean this place safely on my own now, because I know what I've got and where it is. So if I'm not sure what a product is, I'm not sure what a bottle is, I'm always able to identify the most common things. I tend to buy a lot of cleaning products that I've got don't have Braille on them. So I can't just identify them by that. I've got to identify them by other means. So the ID Make Quest comes in handy for doing that. You know, I've got some Jif, and I've seen this bottle in my cupboard for months, and I never knew what it was. Something my mum bought and put in there, and I didn't know what the hell it was. It could have been anything. It could have been oven cleaner or anything, and I wouldn't have known what to do with it. So I left it well alone, obviously, because for safety, I left it well alone because I didn't know what the hell it was. So, you know, obviously, having the ID Mate will permit me to find out what products are if they're in the list of things that it has in its database, which is over 1.5 million for the UK database, incidentally. It's quite a big database. Good girl. And it's updated every 6 months. So, you know, if you guys are thinking about buying one of these and it doesn't support a product that you've got at the moment, don't worry, because chances are, over time, it will gain the ability to scan more products. It's an ever-growing product. I mean, its initial market was the United States. But they've realised that they can, you know, they've realised that they've got a market in other parts of the world. I mean, this thing's got, it can run in 6 different languages. It's got, you know, it's got United Kingdom British, it's got American English, it's got Australian English, it's got German, it's got Spanish, and it's got Canadian French. So, you know, if you live in any of them places, there's a language for you. You know, this thing is brilliant. Lily Bird. She's a bit happier today. Yesterday she seemed a bit sad, but I think she's all right, aren't you, baby? Hello. Nice. Good girl. She might be more of a whistler than a talker, but I don't mind. She's I love it when she does that. She's doing that a lot more now. She's good girl. Good girl. Hello. She says. That's cute. I put a new toy in for her last night and she really doesn't seem to like it. I might be changing the cage though, to be honest, guys. Cause she seemed happier in the bigger cage when she was at my mum's house than she does in this cage. So I might be swapping them around and just having that as a temporary cage if I need to. But we'll see what happens. You know, we'll see how we go with it. I wasn't going to change the cage, but the more I think about it, the more it makes sense to do so. For the simple reason, I think that bigger cage is going to be better for her. She can flap around a bit more. I think, hello. You know, I think deep down, I do think I need to do something about her homing. Because otherwise, she's going to get depressed. And I don't want my little birdie getting like that. She seems all right. But now and again, she does seem a bit down. She's well looked after, don't get me wrong. But I do feel that I could do better for her. And I think I will be changing this cage. It's big enough, but Lily got used to the bigger one that was at my mum's, and it has got a landing platform. So I can open the top and let her out onto a landing platform. You know, she, like Smokey, absolutely loved that bigger cage. So, you know, I think for the safety of me and the bird, or the safety of the bird more than me, I mean, I think I need to change the cage for the bigger one. I've been giving it some thought. My dad was right. I wasn't going to. You know, I wasn't going to do that, but I think I really should do it. I wasn't actually sure how much room I'd have with that cage, but I went with the small cage because I had the room to fit it in. So, you know. But anyway, I'll get this boo posted and We'll be hearing more about the ID Mate later on.